If you think back to the verses that were read outside, the verses about the crowd putting their cloaks on the ground so that Jesus could walk over them or he could ride over them on his donkey. The verses about their shouting for joy, proclaiming Jesus as the King, the Son of David. You know that there was great excitement in that crowd on that day. Likely it was excitement because they believed that he was the promised one, that he was the Messiah, the one who was going to save them from their enemies. They believed that he would be a powerful king. And perhaps that is why a few days later, they turn against Jesus. Because suddenly they realize he was not the king they had hoped for. He was not the Messiah that they had expected. They had expected someone who would wield his power, who would conquer his enemies, who would be victorious. Instead, they received someone who was humble, someone who allowed his enemies to take hold of him, have power over him. And they turned against him. We marched from outside into the church. And there is a temptation when we do a procession like that to think, well, we're kind of reenacting what happened on that day in Jerusalem. We're reenacting the excitement of the crowd, the palm branches, the going into that ancient city. But that would be a misunderstanding of what we do. What we are about is not reenacting something that has passed. We are about giving visible expression to a reality that exists now. We are a people on a journey. We are a people marching to the heavenly Jerusalem. As Jesus entered into Jerusalem as his King and Messiah and was victorious, we hope to enter with him into the heavenly Jerusalem. And in our mind's eye, we can see people throughout the generations and throughout the centuries. We can see in front of us Stephen, the first martyr. We can see Mary, the mother of the Savior. We can see James, the first apostle that was martyred. We can see Peter and Paul. We can see Ignatius. We can see those countless thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people who have followed Jesus the Messiah and have been gathered now into the heavenly kingdom. We continue on that journey. We journey into the heavenly Jerusalem. But we have a temptation similar to the temptation of those people that proclaimed Jesus as Messiah on that first Palm Sunday. They could not accept the cross. They could not accept a suffering Messiah. Can we accept the cross? Can we embrace that the path to glory for each and every one of us is through the cross? St. Luke's Gospel, if we go to an earlier verse in chapter 9, Jesus says so clearly, "You cannot be my disciples if you do not take up your cross each day and follow in my footsteps." Simon of Cyrene, in the reading today, gives us the example of what we must do as disciples. We must take up the cross and follow Jesus. What does that mean? Well, Jesus spells it out for us in the reading today. We must serve one another. What did he say? The greatest among you will be the servant. We must, like him, pour ourselves out in love, especially in love for the most disadvantaged among us. We do not do that easily, because it is truly a dying to ourselves. And yet, that is the road to the kingdom. We must embrace the cross. The reading this morning gives us another powerful example of the way to the kingdom, and that is the thief on the cross. What did he do? He acknowledged his sinfulness. He acknowledged his need for a Savior, and he turned to Christ. Jesus is inviting each and every one of us to do the same, to turn to him, to acknowledge our powerlessness, our need for a Savior, and to place our lives into his hands. He gave us also the strength we need to do that. The first part of the reading this morning, he gave us the gift of his body and blood. Take and eat. Take and drink. Do this in memory of me. He gives us the very food that sustains us on our journey to the kingdom. Like the people in that ancient city who proclaim Christ as Messiah and King, we too can be joyful. Joyful not because we must die to ourselves, but joyful because through Christ Jesus, the victory is ours. We can reign with him forever in the kingdom of our Father.